April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the Department of Defense has launched a program called Our Strength is for Defending. Dr. Kay Whitley is the director of the new Sexual Assault Prevention Office. Whitley says the military had nearly 3,000 reports of sexual assault in 2008. She says they don't know how that number has changed in the past decade.
We haven't been collecting data long enough to even develop trend data. So we, at this point in time, we don't know how it's changed. All we can do at this point in time is to report the number of reports of sexual assaults that we've had.
Our Strength is for Defending. What's meant by that campaign title?
Well, this year what we're doing, we work with an organization called Men Can Stop Rape, and they had a very effective campaign that was called the My Strength campaign that focused on young men ages 18 to 24. And so we took that campaign and adapted it to the military. Of course, we're focusing it on both men and women because we also, as I said earlier, we're using the concept of bystander intervention, so everyone has to be involved. And we're trying to ensure that everyone in the military knows that it's their responsibility to step in and to prevent sexual assaults from occurring.
Women oftentimes say they feel victimized again by the legal system. How are you working to address those concerns so that people feel able and comfortable coming forward to report these crimes?
Well, that is certainly one of the focuses of the Secretary of Defense. He has four priorities. He wanted us to look at how we are investigating and prosecuting this crime. And so we're doing some specialized training for prosecutors and investigators. We know we're not perfect, but we're working on it.
Walk me through the scenario of what happens when someone reports this type of crime, a sexual assault crime, a rape. What happens? Is there an advocate there with them? What's the process in place?
If they report to the hospital will call the sexual assault response coordinator. And that's probably the most important time of the whole event, because that's when the sexual assault response coordinator or the victim advocate will sit with the victim and explain their reporting options. And we do offer a confidential reporting option. If they decide they don't want their command to know and they don't want to undergo the rigors of an investigation, they can choose to report anonymously. They can still get the support from the hospital, any counseling, any follow-up care they need, but it won't be reported to their command, and they won't have to work with the military police in any way or the investigators in any way.
If they choose to stay anonymous, how will the crime be dealt with?
Well, the crime itself, since they will choose not to name their offender and choose to do it anonymously, the crime will not be dealt with at that point in time. But they can choose to go through a sexual assault forensic exam, and we will store the evidence for up to a year. So if they change their mind at any point, I think it's important to know that when you're working with victims of sexual assault, the first thing they feel is a total loss of control. And by giving them this option, it gives them a little bit of that control back. And what happens a lot of times is they go away, they walk away, and once they start feeling the support and seeing that there's a support system in place for them, they will change their mind sometimes and go forward with an unrestricted report so that we can investigate and hold the offender accountable. And we usually, well, like last year, we had over 100 victims change from restricted to unrestricted reporting in the course of that year.
You mentioned that you're the director of this office that's sort of newly created in the last 3 years. Why was the office created? What's happening that you made the decision that this was necessary?
What was needed was an office at the secretary's level that would be the single entry point. And I see our role as getting consistency of excellence across the services so that the program is more standardized and more professionalized. It was kind of an unusual thing to do at the time to have a policy office for a crime. But the secretary became very interested in the topics, especially when he heard that there were some victims of sexual assault in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Dr. Kay Whitley is the director of the Department of Defense Office of Sexual Assault Prevention. Links to more information, are at our website, aprn.org.